tell you what to think, because the reality is there really is no precedent for any organization, whether it be a sanctioning body or a regulatory governing body, such as the Nevada State Athletic Commission, actually overturning a decision. And by the way, I want to say right now, there have been worse decisions. I mean, I wasn't happy with what happened Saturday night, and I was a little bit in the minority that I actually thought Bradley won a few rounds. But taking that aside, I think it's a slippery slope that if we start retroactively, start saying that's a bad decision, that's a bad decision, and then reverse them, at what point Seth, do we stop then? I think that the bigger issue has to be, and Bob Arum's pointed this out, whether you agree or disagree with them, we need better judging. We need a newer pool, new generation. We need fresh set of eyes. And you can talk about different mechanics of scoring, maybe doing open scoring or things like that, but I don't think that's the answer. Until you get better judging, this problem will linger. See, I don't think the system's broken. I think those who are working within the system, I think that's the real cancer.
Do you think that they're going to be able to address this, though? I mean, will the WBO actually be able to do anything?
No, I don't. I think the WBO has a title, but as it works in Nevada, and Bob Arum pointed this out to me in one of my stories I did this week, is that unlike most jurisdictions, Nevada basically says to work these big fights, you have to absolutely live in Nevada. And if you look at the trend recently, they don't bring in a lot of judges that are appointed or like WBO judges. There's a certain set of judges that work a lot of their fights because they trust them or other means. I think the WBO, I don't know what they could really do. I mean, if you're saying that you're going to leave the title vacant, I think that's dangerous. Again, as I pointed out before, now the interest, the self-interest of the WBO is to have Manny Pacquiao be the champion. Let's face it, 3% of a Manny Pacquiao purse is infinitely bigger than anything Tim Bradley can generate. So when you start doing that, I'm telling you right now, Seth, the problem is in every situation where the house fighter or the money fighter loses, you are creating an incentive where these sanctioning bodies can literally almost rip away decisions if they feel like. I think this decision is what it is. I don't think there's anything that's really going to overturn it, nor should there be. But I think moving forward, we have to use this as an impetus to see how is the system broken, how do you fix it, and can we get new people in place to execute it. I think that's the real key component we should be focusing in on.
This just casts another big dark cloud, though, doesn't it, over the sport of boxing, from what happened in Washington at the back end of last year with Lamont Peterson and Amir Khan, to what happened in Germany with the two heavyweights brawling in the press conference afterwards, to another decision. For those people that aren't on the inside of boxing, they can look at this and just say, well, goodness me, is this really a sport or is this a pay-per-view sport, if you like?
Yeah, it's not good for the brand of boxing, but I think some of the hemming and hawing is, I think it's overboard. I mean, boxing has survived a lot, and I'm not certainly not trying to justify anything that's happened here, but I was talking to Kathy Duva, one of the best promoters in America. She points out that this stuff's been going on for years, that at least nowadays guys are getting rematches, and she's not trying to justify those incidences. In no way is she trying to do that. But she made a point saying that this game, as long as you have good fights and people are largely entertained, they are willing to swallow these bitter pills. Now, the question then becomes, Seth, how many pills can you swallow before you vomit? I just thought it's very interesting. The one guy that doesn't seem all that upset and has taken this, I think, unbelievably graciously is Manny Pacquiao. And see, now they're in a position, if you do a rematch, in my opinion, Seth, I think it's a very tough sell because there's such a dissatisfaction with the general public. And for all those conspiracy theorists who believe that Bob Arum fixed the fight, which, by the way, I don't believe, then at that point it gives fuel to that fire that this thing was a setup the whole time. So I don't know what's going to go on here. Do I think this is the end of boxing? No, I really don't.